Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
God, I'm so sick of that Ritter. Ritter. He might be a good dude, but I'm a hater.
Two episodes. Are you sick of it?
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
Two episodes. Jeff Ritter.
When you yell, fuck you.
Ritter.
Come on.
Hey, how about we get rid of Ritter?
Stop being sick of it. Are you guys going to steal this one from me, too?
Yeah.
You're going to literally fly out, become friends with him, and then get him to become unfriended with me?
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be like, hey, we took Free Willy from you, and we just took your friend Jeff Ritter.
Yeah. You know Jeff Ritter? He's my best friend now, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, he just posted a Craigslist ad about you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to fucking start a relationship with him. Me and him, together, forever. Yeah. Fuck you.
We're going to suck his dick.
What? We might.
Yeah.
We might.
That is bullshit. Why would you steal that from me? Why would you take that from me?
So you want to suck his dick?
Mouth-watering.
It depends if I'm drunk.
Mouth-watering?
What was Jared, that? Come on.
Yeah,
come
Jared.
On.
It's too soon.
Gross, Jared.
What's too soon? Jeff Ritter's too soon?
Yeah.
He's Mexican.
I haven't sent us a
dick. He's Mexican, though.
Is he really?
Yes.
What kind of last name is that for a Mexican?
Ritter?
Yeah. My name's Ritter, dog.
Yeah. What? My name is Ritter, dog.
Ritter, dog. He was the only Mexican
tilde?
We had in my
Is there
high school.
A tilde over those T's? Is there a tilde over those T's?
Yeah. Rita.
Hello, drinking bros.
Hi.
Hello, drinking brothers.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
And,
by the way,
fun
fact, for those of you who've seen Range 15, the opening song in Range 15, same guy who did the opening for Drinking Bros podcast.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Moby?
So go to Apple and get the Range 15 theme to hear the Range 15 theme of the movie. Same guy, Deacon. Thank you, Deacon. We appreciate it.
Same guy that you hear on the microphone did the opening animations for Range 15.
He did.
You self-infatuating fuck.
I know.
Yeah, you fucker.
I had to.
You glad-handing fucker. Who talks about themselves like that?
No, it's Jared did the opening animations.
Barbara Streisand does it. No one gives her shit.
Yeah.
I know. I know. So do I, but I earned it. You know
Everybody
what I'm saying?
Like, wants
I've earned
the
it.
Party
it's nice to be met, isn't it? Because that's all I hear out of you when people say nice to meet you.
You got to see how angry
it is
he
nice
is
to
right
be
now
met. It really is.
His
really
face is red.
That is really funny.
Why is his face so
you
red?
You know.
Who's? Mine?
His.
You know what my new response is? When people say, they look at a picture of me and my wife, and they're like, you're a lucky man. I share that look.
What?
Just look them right in the eyes. Keep eye contact. Oh, I share that look.
Oh, that's a great one. I'm going to steal that. Give me no credit.
Up, dude.
I'm going to steal that.
Or you could do the opposite and go, man, you're a lucky man. Do you share that luck?
Yeah.
Just look them right in the eyes. Yeah. Just right there. They don't know what that means.
Yeah. I don't even know.
How do you,
what does it mean, share the luck?
How do you feel about a soft swing? Let's get a soft swing going.
Yeah.
God.
That's subjective, though. I mean,
I did it to Jeff Ritter in the, and I got this from Evan. We were in the checkout line at Albertsons. And as soon as the woman's like, all right, next, please, I just look at Jeff. I go, no, don't worry, Jeff. I don't think your wife will ever find out about us.
Oh,
and he sunk, and she was like, oh, God, this is the greatest thing that happened to me today.
No way.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah,
it probably is.
We were in Palm Springs, Matt.
What?
What was that? He took a dude home and had sex with him?
No,
we should tell that story. We got to get the sponsors on. We should tell that. That's
do the sponsors, we're opening with the Palm Springs story.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll open up with the Palm Springs story, but let's get to some sponsors. The first one, we had Jesse Wiseman on last week. She had to do the sound effects, but I missed the sound effects from Matt Best. The first one is StrikeForceEnergy.com, Matt. Yeah, call in the Strike Force. Kick the can. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. You get a tiny little packet of fucking The Incredible Hulk and a tin.
It was so...
You missed Rocco's fart noise.
I didn't mean
dude
to put the fart noise, but I did.
It was right against the microphone.
I know.
You queefed on the microphone.
I'm really good with queefing.
You queefed on it.
You did a mic queef, dude.
We'll talk about that when we get to my topic.
I had a call
I've got a lot of information.
About queefing? Queefing?
About both.
A lot of information.
Sorry, I'm drunk. Queefing. I have a queefing story.
If you want as much energy as we're bringing tonight on Drinking Bros, go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Get yourself a liquid packet of courage. You can pour it in water. You can pour it in sodas. You can pour it in adult beverages. It'll give you energy. It'll make you stronger. It'll make you fuck harder. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of everything.
Anything
we get Sean to support a scientific study If can we use you to do a scientific study if Strike Force makes you fuck harder?
Any improvement would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. You, so we got to have some
monitors.
Hey,
we've
some
been
monitors.
Searching for someone that will have sex while we podcast.
You guys can nickname
we have those
zero,
people.
Okay. you can only go
who
up.
Is this talking?
Yeah.
We'll talk about him after the sponsors.
Okay.
We will. So go to StrikeForceEnergy.com for all your magic. In a fucking little tiny pouch. They ship anywhere around the world. We highly recommend a subscription. We've all got subscriptions. It's just easier when that shit shows up in your mailbox every month.
Dude, I just got a fucking giant box of Strike Force in my car.
I thought you were going to say giant.
Dude, I got an ammo can. They sent an ammo can of 300 to a couple of the theaters.
Yeah, so do I. We both
people,
got
a ammo can. Dude, people were grabbing them at the theaters like I was handing out free Coke.
I'm going to yell in the amazing. Face of your dick.
Wait, did someone say free Coke?
Yeah.
What?
Strike Force.
Man, this is going to be by the time we're done with sponsors, it's going to be Drinking Bro of the Week.
This was going so fucking far.
This is So we got a little home defense ammunition company up next, a fan favorite.
Wish your motherfucker would.
I wish your motherfucker would. TartarusOrdnance.com, TartarusOrdnance.com. They got bullets. They got guns. They got fucking. They might even bulletproof vests. You might be able to
where
shoot
you at
yourself
out of them blood holes, motherfucker.
Hey, what's up next, man? It's the wet t-shirt
where you at?
Contest,
where you at?
Motherfucker.
The blood holes, motherfucker.
Type in the promo code Drinking Bros on TartarusOrdnance.com for 10% off everything in the whole store. Get some cold steel in your hand. Put your dick down. Take your dick out of your hand. Put some cold steel in it.
Yes. Wow.
And, wow. And if you got some cold steel in your
Go
hand
shoot
and your
you
dick
right
in your
the
hand,
trapula.
Yeah, you should pick up At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, the greatest novel ever written. Take it
Jared,
down to a tropical island,
up.
Read
Cut
it on a getaway,
mic.
Get yourself a one bedroom, get yourself a studio, crank up the heat in there, turn it up and jack off. It's the best book you'll ever read in your entire life.
It is
the funniest book ever written.
No, it's
it
not.
Is.
Oh, you're right.
But
actually, I will say, jerking off in the heat, it's like a long process where you don't enjoy it during the time, but after, you're like, I did cardio. I sweated out my
used to do it. I used to do it under a tarp, like in the, in the sun.
I used to jerk off.
That's Jared.
I used to jerk off all the time in fucking Iraq in the fucking Porta Johns.
Oh, it's great.
God, that's,
dude, remember the Missoula Porta Shitter?
It was the worst.
Oh, my gosh.
It was worse. It was worse when the poo came above the seat.
Yeah. Dude, I tell people that all the time. Like, I jerked off so many times
sometimes
in Porta Johns.
Sometimes the poo was above the seat.
I'm almost turned on now by the smell of shit because of that. It's like years of jerking off in those
gracious.
Fucking Porta Johns. It just kind of fucks your head.
Ross, we're going there with this episode, apparently.
Wow.
Oh, this is the lowest we can possibly get to. Let's go there tonight. And get it. NightSheCries.com. At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed on Audible.com, Amazon.com. Any .com there is, Barnes & Noble, fucking any store there is, just no Walmart because there's nudity in the book. But get it. It'll change your life. If you're reading it, you might as well be drinking some coffee. Get some Black Rifle coffee.
Good transition.
Thank you.
Yeah, buddy, drinking or Drinking Bros is
the
promo code for.
So hey, when you guys were gone, I was saying it was 20% off for typing in Drinking Bros on Black Rifle Coffee.
I don't know.
We
need to check that. We need to fact check that.
I believe it's 20% off your first purchase on your subscription based coffee, which there's no point of not doing subscription.
About to get that Prime.
No, yeah,
Prime.
Yeah. I've got I've got a subscription. It's coming to Amazon Prime. I've got a subscription to Strike Force. That's the only way because I'm fucking lazy.
Dude,
you know what else?
Make life easy? You want
to
make life easy? Just get a subscription. That motherfucker keeps showing up.
Dude, I think like in the next 2 years, everything in my life will be subscription.
Everything.
100%.
Every time I see that option,
dude,
I'm just like,
buttholes?
Yep.
Dude. Amazon Prime
Amazon
buttholes?
Amazon Now? Amazon
you
Now?
Think they'll have buttholes?
Listen.
Yeah, they have buttholes.
Yeah, buttholes. Oh, wow. Amazon Now, you can get toilet paper, cleaning utensils, on Amazon Now.
It takes about 3 hours.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, my. Like,
it's great.
You can grocery shopping Amazon Now.
I got chicken pita.
Yeah, you know what else you should do? If you're having troubles dressing yourself, you can't pick out an outfit every morning, go to drinkingbrospodcast.com. Get yourself a bunch of Drinking Bros tees. That way you've got one for every single day
Delicious.
Of the week. You don't have to think about it.
T-shirts?
And those motherfuckers sell out fast, so go there. Drinkingbrospodcast.com. Get your tees. Get your Lincoln's box seat silkies. Those silkies sell out fast as shit.
Lincoln's box seat.
Apparently they're banned from Australia.
They are banned in Australia. A kangaroo took off with a pair of Lincoln's box seat silkies, and apparently it held up a family. It kicked down wow. a door and held,
it
held an entire
shorts.
Family
it
hostage.
Did it. It gave it gave yeah. the kang- it gave the Roo
powers.
The confidence
they
to do that.
They stuffed the shorts in their mouth and then duct taped them over. The family couldn't talk for a week. The hostage situation's over. Hopefully we can get back in Australia soon. So thank you. We love you down under. But let's get to this Palm Springs story. I heard a crazy one. I heard a crazy one,
well,
Matt Bass.
Well, do you want to introduce your friend first, Jer?
Yeah, we could flip that. We could go right into the Palm
okay.
Springs story.
I don't
wait,
know what it was.
Wait, no, but like, because don't just cut me because I was going to say, Jared's just sitting in front of a shot right now. It's kind of, I mean, this is Drinking Bros. He's just been watching it.
He
it's
is really aggressive about you taking that shot. I think.
Yeah.
He,
who
I
who
think
is this stranger
to
demanding you
all
drink?
So,
yeah,
ladies and
to
gentlemen,
bang.
Tonight
aggressive
we have,
is understanding
we have a
it.
Side guest, a special guest. His name is Patrick Vermaas. Patrick and I were stationed together at Herbert Field from 2008 Woo. And on. And Patrick and I were part of a trio, Mr. Danny Sanchez. So some of you that have known us for a long time have seen the video of the memorial video for Danny, a good friend of mine in Florida. So Patrick was our third wheel. We've had a lot of great nights together.
Third wheel is an understatement. I will interject myself into any inappropriate situation.
You're absolutely right. Some of the things that
like
you've
right
said
now.
Have blown my mind.
I like to blow guys. So.
No. His vocabulary,
I mean,
though,
like your mind.
By
like
the end
mind.
Of tonight,
like
will impress you.
Yeah.
Because this is almost like taking Caitlin's vocabulary and putting it in a mail.
Hey, Matt,
give a
what's that? Disgusting. What's that glass of whiskey in front of you? Is it just been sitting there?
Wow.
Just
you know what he needs to do is talk into the mic a little clearer.
Just get up in there. I gave you the instructions, Patrick.
He did.
Find your voice tonight. And I'm going to give you one warning.
Use your man's
one
voice.
Warning, everybody who comes on to Drinking Bros who demands shots, you're not going to outdrink Matt Best, Vincent Vargas, or Mr. Jared Taylor. So I'd be cautious. Ooh. They usually end up in the
Ooh.
Hospital.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Or butt fucked. One of the two.
One of the two.
Speaking of butt fucking out of dominance.
Can we sign up for both? Yeah.
All right. Yes. All right. Now let's hear this. Dude, this 29
so we flew. We were flying into. Palm Springs, and me and Matt sat next to each other, which is the worst decision because fucking American Airlines seats are small. And
you know, that was the thing when we were booking our travel, and we're like, oh man, let's sit next to each other. And then we realized that we're both over
two huge motherfuckers,
230 or well, I'm too, yeah, I'm about
those elbows are just bleeding
God,
over.
Yeah. It was fucking
pick front of
the The stewardess was like fucking just T-boning me at that cart every time. Sorry, sir.
I always pick the window, and Matt lets me pick the window, so it's nice, you know, but he always gets fucked up by the cart that goes by. But the dude in front, so we're talking like, man, talking about Palm Springs. The guy looks behind and he goes, so you guys going to Palm Springs? What are you doing there? And we're like, business? He goes, you know what it's about, bro, right? Like, it's one of the number one vacation spots for homosexual men.
Yeah.
Really?
We did.
Yeah,
I never would have guessed that. I go there every other week.
Yeah.
With that voice.
Oh, next question.
Yeah. Which we were like, look, it's hard to find comedy in that voice. You know what I'm saying?
Literally,
yeah.
This guy. When
you could take a dick with that voice.
When we're on the plane, dude. So because
sounds like you take a grade eight.
after he says this, Ross, we're looking at it. I'm like, okay, so what is there to do in Palm Springs? Like, we've really never been there before. And essentially, what he says, he goes, well, you can play golf and there's gay bars. We're like, oh, fuck. Okay, this is going down.
Well, here's the funny thing, because we were fucking with the stewardess saying, hey, can you find me a place to sit so we can, you know, this and that. And the lady's like, she's trying to find us a seat and we couldn't separate. And Matt was like, no big deal. I'll just sleep on his shoulder. And he goes, ooh, I like that. And Matt goes, I bet you do.
Oh, boy.
And it got
a little
weird.
Party boy. But you had a little party boy in Palm Springs.
He loved it.
Segway 3-4 hours of travel later, we're pulling into her hotel, the Renaissance in Palm Springs. And we're like, all right, let's get this. And Rocco and I are walking, just the two of us.
We can make it if you want.
And every single person like looks at me and kind of like, huh. And looks at Rocco and goes, And like every gay dude that was walking by was like, that is a couple right there.
It
like,
was
fuck.
We were a power couple.
Which one's the power bottom?
Well, No. We can jump right into my Seattle story.
We can.
Let me run this out for 20 seconds.
Yeah. Matt Best transcends. You transcend gay and straight.
You don't know. But, you don't. Their high cheekbones fuck you up. But as we're going there, so like that's the same thing. Whoever just said who's the wife
and
who's the husband.
I want to know. No. Just the power bottom.
Either
puts
way,
in the most effort.
Either way, we're at the fucking the bar, and we keep asking all the girls like who would be the husband, and they all picked Rocco. I was like, whatever. I feel safe. We'll get to the end of the story. I need you to help me out here, Rocco.
Okay, so
you feel safe.
So we're at the bar, and this
tell them about the
physically fit.
bitch fit dude.
Bitch fit motherfucker walks up and brushes shoulders with fucking Matt Best while we're at the bar. And so we're like, oh, this motherfucker's about to get some, right? And we're already laughing because he has these little fucking really
he's
short,
got those like
short.
It's like silkies, but skin tight that are blue, swim like trunks. Neon blue. You're just so, like, you
so,
fucking
so then
douche.
We compliment the dude just because we're dicks and trying to pick a fight. And he goes, thank you. Right? Like, oh, fuck you. Right? So we're getting mad. And we're like, well, now we're going to fight this fucking bitch, right? He ends up taking off this. And then we're like, well, fuck it. Let's go buy some shorts just like him. And we went and bought these shorts.
Well, there's a gay apparel store.
Oh, Gabriel.
Yeah, it was Gabriel. Just, oh, you guys looking
do
for some shorts?
Do you have a photo of these shorts?
Yeah,
do you have a photo of these shorts?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we do.
Please post that on the Drinking Bros Instagram.
It was real gross. Like, it took some self-confidence to rock, and I were like, fuck it,
mine
dude.
Were all white, but they had a nice little crotch package space, so my dick looked good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Matt's was like really snug where it
you
actually.
Know, it reminds me of like that packaging where you like freeze meat and, and it sucks the meat in to like compress it. That's what I felt
so
like.
We were laughing
shorts.
About it because mine had a nice cock holster, right? Yes. And his didn't.
But we rocked it. We walked around a gay Palm
with
Springs.
With the shorts.
Just
with
shorts,
the shorts.
Yeah.
Owning it.
Just and, no and shirts.
Surprisingly.
Nothing. We went swimming.
Just shorts.
I had
just
a beautiful 40-year-old ask me for my number.
Oh.
So they
powerful.
Worked.
Powerful.
They worked.
Dude, we were manly. And we were a manly couple.
She walked up.
Wait, but so a 40-year-old man or woman?
Woman.
Oh, I thought you meant man.
Oh, okay. I was thinking man.
He walks up and just
like,
opens
hey.
A sentence with, I've got a yacht.
No, I think the guy. We had a guy
in a thong. He was like, I have marijuana in my room with if you want to party.
He was
like, wow.
He was like, room 216, we'll be up.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Like it's
very classy.
Why not just weed? Like,
no,
why?
It's classy.
Why, yeah,
it's classy.
He gave you his room number. He's like,
he's a classic
we'll be
man.
Up until 3.
Yeah, he goes,
he's
oh,
a
shit.
Classic
we
man.
We like to party. I'm like, God, awesome.
But the shorts actually got me more of a female attention, which was
wow.
nice. You know? I'll take it.
Look at that. Look at that. You go Larry Bird early 80s, and it brings out the ladies. Because
you know what? I've worn the short shorts, and it does not attract that attention.
Oh, well, we...
Well, I think in the gay community, like, where it was, like, the guys want to turn straight dudes gay. So when they see us in normal shorts and tank tops, they're like, that's a project.
It's a challenge.
I walk around in those. They're like, oh, I could fuck him real quick. And the girls are like, he looks a little too, like, manly to be fucking gay or something. I don't know what
we brought the shorts home. We have
Bob the Builder shit. They can repair you. Yeah. They can repair you. They can knock you down. They can repair you. Mm. Put a dick between you.
So that was our super long story. That wasn't that funny.
That's so weird.
I like it, but hey... But this goes into like I heard a rumor too that Jared Taylor was in a hot tub with a gay man the night after for 2 hours.
Is that true? I was.
I had a hot tub time with a gay guy.
We
talked about
this
before too.
And
is this called like, the gayisode?
We've talked about it would be great to actually sit down and talk with someone
and
ask questions.
And that's what happened because I didn't know he was gay until I made that general term that I always make like. Oh, bro, the dude missionary is the gayest thing ever because you got that extra dong bouncing around. And I've been hanging out with him all day up to this point.
Yeah, no clue he was
gay. He goes, oh, no, that's hot. And and it wasn't that tone of like a buddy.
Oh,
like,
that's hot,
oh,
bro.
That's hot. No, it was like, and I just turned to him. I go, are you gay? And he goes, yes. I would go, perfect. And I go, look.
He starts sucking his dick.
I've been contemplating. Yeah.
Can you look at my dick?
On writing a book called Homo YOLO, the Straight Man's Guide to Homosexual Karma Sutra. I'd like to run a few positions.
You can't give out this information because it's going to make us millions.
It's proprietary. Oh, well, it's proprietary.
Well, he was like, go on. I told him about the Big Dipper. He loved it.
Did he really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I told him about House Party.
Wait, no, pause. About, please elaborate on that.
We don't want to give too much
so
away.
Every chapter in my book, Homo YOLO, you add another dude.
First chapter. So, how do you be gay by yourself?
Yeah,
shove weird objects in your ass.
Explain that for the audience.
Yeah. How do you shove weird things in your ass and not get hurt?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then chapter two, it's two dudes.
Obviously,
chapter
twosies,
three dudes. Seven dudes. That's a Big Dipper. And then the final chapter, I call House Party, and it's 3 pages of just materials you need to set up for this. Just greatly intrigued by that. And he couldn't believe that I actually drew diagrams. So I showed him the diagrams.
Man. You showed him the grandpa?
Oh, God, you have been thinking about this for a long time. I was like, I told you, I'm writing the book.
Did you show him The Last of Mohegan?
Yes.
That's so good.
He loves it.
I like the listeners right now. Like, how is this a joke?
How do we know these? No, we know.
I feel like. So how did this end up, Jared? What position?
Can I preface this?
What position were you in at the end of the night?
There is not. A notepad that bottom. Jared and Rocco are reading off these names. This is all shit that they've been talking about the last year and a half. Yeah. So.
Two, 3 years. Probably. Yeah. Oof. So, then he went into, like, I started asking, what is the true definition of a power bottom? And he gave it to me.
What is it?
Speed is everything.
No, a power bottom has nothing to do with performance. A power bottom is somebody that just craves to have their ass rammed.
So push that's back. He just
No. They just that's all they want. They're not a switcher. Listen,
all I want you to do.
All I want you, and I want you to be
versed.
Tired.
They're not versed.
I want you to be broken when you're done. Like, they will beg you to go harder and longer.
That's a power bottom.
So a power bottom is selfless. They want the other person to be completely fatigued.
But they want to be destroyed. Yes. They want to be destroyed.
Matt, you're selfless. You're the most selfless guy in this whole group.
He said, "I am not a golden gay."
What's that?
What's a golden gay?
A golden gay is no. Golden gay is somebody that has been gay since day one.
Oh,
so he lost his virginity to a girl.
Yeah,
and he goes, it wasn't tight enough. That was his answer.
And he lost his virginity to her.
Yes,
she was a virgin.
Yes,
and that wasn't tight
enough. No, he said he just wasn't tight enough.
What?
So he's like,
I'm so weird.
And that was his comment.
Find a new girl.
I'm not a golden gay. What does that mean? It means I've had sex with women. I was like, that's a new term I learned.
I've actually never heard that.
I'm a big fan of
and,
that, actually.
I'm a golden
gay. We might name the episode the golden
heterosexual.
Wait, what?
So then,
he talked about
his dream dude would be a power bottom that douches.
What's a douche?
Like, that douches.
Oh, he douches.
Like, cleans
the butt.
Because he's like, if they clean, I'll eat that shit all day.
Oh, God damn. Oh, you know I'm drinking, right?
No. Ross never asked Jared to go full Jared.
He also gave me another new term that was a versatile gay.
What?
A versatile gay is somebody that will do either way.
Oh, so it's like
versatile. I'm a versatile. What? Yeah, that's a term? And he's like,
You like it in the butt and you fuck dudes. Yeah,
like
for sure.
You like the six-man off the bench of basketball.
I said that earlier,
But he said he prefers a power bottom that douches, he said, would be his dream boy.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Why did he tell you so much info?
I thought it was hilarious.
Well, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Good night, everyone.
Well, this is dedicated to the Drinking Bros gay and lesbian. What is it?
Yeah, the LGBT community.
Yeah, LGBT community. They're going strong. They're doing well.
Since we're on the subject of the LGBT community, a lot of people have written in. Look, a lot of people have written in about the Orlando situation.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Here we go.
It's terrible.
It's fucking horrible. A lot of people want to know our feelings on this, especially since you guys are, you know, military. About the AR-15 law. One of our co-stars, Sean Astin, had one of the most thoughtful. An interesting post I'd seen in a long time, inviting answers and solutions to why people should or should not have an AR-15 in society. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this. In particular, you, Matt. I know you feel strongly about these type of things.
Well, the AR-15 was used in this, but okay, cool. Ban the AR-15 today. That makes somebody use, like, an M1A or an M14 SOCOM, which is seven times more deadly.
The guy was a sick bastard. He was just a sick bastard.
First of all,
we're going to hear his rant.
There's an assault weapons ban that already exists. So when the media and whoever talks shit about assault weapons, there's an assault weapons ban. There's certain specifications under the ATF and the federal government that say this classifies a specific weapon as an assault weapon. A semi-automatic fucking AR-15 is not an assault rifle. It is a semi-automatic long rifle barrel over 16 inches.
Yeah.
Anyways, and Ross, let me get back on this in the Orlando thing. I get fucking pissed the second it came out. They don't blame Muslim extremism. They immediately go for, this is a hate crime against gays. Fuck that. Listen, all of us here are pro personal preference and choice. It's an attack on America. I don't care. I don't care if you're gay, you're black, you're fucking Mexican.
He was eliciting an assault from America.
But you're American, and there actually has been some information coming out that he was potentially a homosexual. I don't know if I read one article.
I believe
it's there was multiple articles about that. So that confirmation is more than so likely.
Maybe he did his research and saw that demographic are less likely to carry.
I wouldn't even say knows? That. I wouldn't I even say that demographic is. Do you think that demographic
that's one
is?
One of the theories, by the way.
But the thing is,
it's a soft target. And these because
it's a club. It's a club.
All these
of
guys go after a soft target.
Right. That's what it is. And the fact that people are trying to preface that it's a gay thing. It's not. It's an attack, a domestic terrorist attack on America.
Yep.
And it's as simple as that. And the fact that this dude has been interviewed by the FBI, yep, like what, twice, maybe three times?
Yeah, I think
there's conflicting reports. It's just like, Jesus, you want to talk about fucking gun control? How about someone that's been interviewed by the FBI that's in a potential fucking domestic terrorism list?
Wait a couple of years.
Yeah, let's give you a fucking ban for 5 years. Let's not worry about the method of that because.
here's a funny thing, Ross.
I'm coming over there. I'm drinking. I'm drinking to that.
I want
to
give you this, Ross. Guess what? Tampa, in Tampa, in April was SOFIC. There were no attacks there. And that's a special operations fucking gathering, you know, with over, 40,000 people are coming together. Recently, there was the NRA convention.
Yep.
There's nobody goes and attacks that place. Why? Because they're too fucking scared.
Yeah. Well, and that's the unfortunate thing with what gun control is in America. Every fucking politician that's perpetuating this fucking fallacy that gun control on certain, like, emotional gun control works. It doesn't. All it does is create fucking zones where people are easily executed. And, like, whatever your rhetoric is and you think your narrative works about fucking no guns here, you're a fucking idiot. They're criminals, man. Look at the basic concept of a speeding ticket. We all fucking speed, but we know it's illegal. If you have the overall goal to fucking continue a mission, you're going to break any law to meet that goal. So it's like, gun-free zones, and I saw Hillary fucking supporting this day. I'm like, fuck you. Like, it's ludicrous.
Dude,
there's no data that supports it. Ross, can I do one more thing?
Yeah.
The fact that they're trying to fucking ban AR-15s pisses me off even more. Look at the statistical data from even 2009, 2012, which is very relevant. The murder rate on fucking semi-automatic long rifles is literally like 5% or something.
It's less than hammers.
It's less than hammers. And they do it body fucking parts, so essentially hands and legs. So the motive's there. It's not the tool. They know they can't ban handguns, but handguns are literally what most people get murdered in America. So they're fucking retards. And I mean, they're fucking stupid. Google some shit. Google it.
Yeah, I will. And this is Jared. This is Jared and Matt. This is for you too, because this has been brought up a lot throughout the week. Is what is an AR-15 for, in a casual sense, as a hobby or otherwise? Because you don't hunt with it, obviously.
In AR-15, the platform, right? So, and this is the honest thing. The reason why it shoots a 5.56 or 223 round, it was absorbed by the military back in the day because during Vietnam and all this, they wanted a weapon that actually wounds people, because you wound one person, it takes two other people out of the battle. Whereas like Russia and a lot of other nations use a 7.62, which is a larger caliber rifle. In standard usage of an AR-15, it's for sporting, it's for hunting, super small game. And that's the funny thing. It's like you want to apply a 308 to a 7.62, whatever, like, that's what you kill fucking deer and elk with. A 223 shoots squirrels and fucking small game and rabbit. So,
well, and you got to remember it. You don't have to justify the right to bear arms. It's that's irrelevant. That was a sick person. He wanted to hurt families. It had nothing to do with
that frustrates me the most out of this whole thing, Ross.
Sick person
is every time these politicians get up and speak on this. No one holds them accountable for the shitty information that they put out.
Right.
So that stupid fucking senator in California that gives his ghost gun speech, like, the very next day, that guy should be relieved of office. Like, hey, you are so fucking dumb and you're so uneducated that you're going to get in front of cameras and you're going to say this dumb shit to the public that may not be educated, but you are their representative and you're so stupid, you no longer bear the competence the to be,
guy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the other thing. Who the fucking dude recently, a journalist, was talking about how he shot an Air 15, he got bruises, and now he has PTSD. What is it? Give me more on that story, because I saw pieces of it.
Ranger Up's got a lot of their stories.
He essentially
Ranger Up is doing a thing about it that I believe they're challenging someone that to shoot an AR-15. No,
they're challenging that journalist to come out, and they were going to hire a medical doctor from Duke University. And if he has an abrasion or a bruise post to one rifle or whatever shot he takes, then I forget what they promised him, but if he doesn't, he has to quit journalism. And that's the way it should be, man. The misrepresentation of information is sickening to me. Like, when I graduated college, I wrote my whole fucking term paper on this. It was a 25-page paper, and it was just like, when you start dipping into these numbers, like,
it's impressive. Like, the word's impressive.
It's impressive, the fucking...
Wow!
How crazy people misrepresent stuff. It's crazy.
Well, he was a paramedic in a very popular city. How many gun assaults did you see? Or gunshot wounds, GSWs?
I actually didn't see that. I mean, they happen, but it wasn't like every week, every
how
month.
How many did you see, like, on average?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I only saw like 4 a year.
Really?
And it was a very populated city.
What was it? What's
the city? So what's the city? And then how many years were you working that job?
I was 3 years in the Northwest. And I mean, it's a heavily populated Northwest area.
He was in Portland.
Oh, Portland.
I mean, violence is violence. Look, hey, violence is going to happen.
You're more likely.
I saw a lot of other violent activities against people.
Like what? So you saw 4 a year?
Stabbings, punchings. Yeah. I mean, I saw people do terrible.
Death by
terrible
vinyl records in Portland. A lot of vinyl records.
Vinyl records.
Dude, I mean, it's depressing and it's sad. But someone wants to do violence against another person. They want to be a bad person. They have something mentally wrong, or they're psychotic. It doesn't matter if you have a gun or not. They're a bad person. They're going to do something bad.
I saw gun violence.
I saw some, but not...
Firearms are...
It didn't supersede all the violence that I saw. Not at all.
Firearms are a tool, which obviously applied in a certain sense can be very devastating. So there should be certain gun control laws, like, within drastic reason.
Well, that's the thing.
Like,
when people hear gun control, like, in our world...
They freak out.
Gun control. Like, oh, my God, no gun control. Listen, like, no way, motherfucker. If a guy was investigated by the FBI, then maybe there should be some control.
Maybe we should control that guy.
Yeah, why is it so hard to do the instant...
No, but this is, like...
Verification.
I actively speak on this, too. So it's, like, you have... There's a decent amount of firearm deaths through... When it calls homicides and this of like children and that shit, it's not because the tool of the firearm. It's like let's create an educational process where, as a complete civilian, no one that's ever touched a firearm in their life has to go through a one-time week course, right? The federal government could reap the benefits through fucking taxation of that, and also we benefit because hey, homeboy got to learn how to lock his fucking firearm in a safe, ensure that his fucking 8-year-old doesn't shoot himself.
I know guys
like,
I wouldn't trust that, with a I'm pair cool of fucking Fisker scissors.
There you go.
I know good dudes who've made one mistake, and their kids, their toddlers have, you know what I mean? And, it's
all about education. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And but then again, like the right to bear arms and the Second Amendment is I believe one of the most important things because it validates all the other constitutional rights because we have firearms. Like it's as simple as that.
It's the only reason you have the other ones.
Exactly.
So what would be your solution?
Oof,
around the table. Yeah.
Wow.
Around the table, what would be your solution to solve this problem and come
solution?
To a happy medium? Because I think, look, there does need to be something done, but what is that is the question.
I think what would you think it would be,
Rock?
The funny thing to me is like our community is very sensitive to just language, right? And so when you hear gun control, everyone freaks out. Like someone commented on my page because The Rock said, you know, after this, you know, I do think we need to – he goes, I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe there needs to be some kind of gun control. And people freaked out, like, The Rock's against guns. Like, no, dude. Gun control, as in there needs to be some kind of system that is set up so, like, someone that is investigated by the FBI multiple times should probably not be allowed to have a fucking weapon.
Here's your sign.
So it's funny because we're a sensitive community. It seems like – one word can throw the group to fucking be over the top and go the wrong direction with it.
Yeah.
There does need to be some kind of control.
It's very fair to say if you're on the no-fly list, you're not buying
a fucking firearm. Exactly. So that's something we need to do.
Whoa, bro.
But besides
it's very
that,
fair to say that.
And besides that, like me personally, I mean, I don't know enough about it, and I've never been the guy that's been, like, I'm a gun guy. Like, you can never consider me that. So I would never want to speak on how do we fix this. I don't fucking know, man, but I know one thing. if you're on the fucking no-fly list, bitch, you don't get a goddamn gun, dude.
Ever. Matt, ever. Yeah,
that seems to make good sense. I don't know.
I mean, well, step one would be stop making every fucking tragic event political. Like, at the end of the day, shit's going to happen. People are fucked up, and there's a real threat of domestic violence. And first, if, like, an Orlando shooting goes down, you see all these hardcore liberals go immediately after guns. And it's like, how about you support the fucking community that just endure this massive tragedy, and fucking 50 plus people are killed. You have it's just beyond me.
Pick
that,
up a fucking amen. Shovel.
Amen. They do absolutely nothing other than try to fucking support their fucking emotional political agenda. Oh, look what I did. You didn't do shit other than being a fucking shitty person and not support anybody. Yeah. Ross, I think the first thing too with like gun, there's certain gun control thing that I actually kind of agree with, but then I'm obviously one of the biggest Second Amendment supporters, and fuck it, I don't even tell that. I'm working with the NRA sure. right now. I think that it's time for Americans to actually not beat around the bush and understand that there's a Muslim extremist fucking threat to America.
Radical Muslims.
Correct.
And whether or not you want to beat around the bush, like after that Orlando shooting, I saw a lot of these like super, super hardcore liberals, you know, they're picketing saying was it Islamophobia? And you're just like, cool, dude, like all of us, I have so many fucking international relations that I work with in northern Iraq and Kurds that are all Muslim. I love them. They're fucking rad dudes that are fucking massacring these bad dudes. But, like, we have to address an issue that exists in America.
There's an extremist
Look
group.
At fucking Europe. Look at fucking Great Britain, England.
Oh, 100%.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Britain, Paris it, right now. Paris is going Paris, through it. Germany.
It's a fucking parasite. And if we half-ass this shit, it's going to continue, and we're going to find our own soul. And let me fucking put this out one thing. Everybody doesn't want to acknowledge an issue until your fucking daughter's school gets shot up by a motherfucker that wants to kill 8-year-old kids. Do you want that? No, you fucking don't. So preemptive always supersedes reactionary. Medicine across the board. So stop being reactionary. Be all right, fuck everybody.
My
fuck
opinion.
Fuck yeah. I love when Matt Best goes on a rant.
So do I. It's one of my
America,
favorite things on the show.
Oh, my God.
So
my dick grew 4 inches bigger. It's
so rare. My dick gets harder
God,
every time Matt Best goes
off. Some ice.
Off.
Cool him off, please.
I love when he gets
I get so mad.
Dude, I'd vote for him.
The thing is to me, Ross, I think gun control is like step 3 or 4. I think step 1, let our law enforcement officers and let our agencies take the gloves off. I think we have drove bureaucracy so far down their throats with
this
bullshit fucking, we can't, you know, profile, we can't do this, we can't do
that.
Yeah,
you can.
No, let our fucking guys, where this is their job, and I meeting so many law enforcement.
Take the leash off these motherfuckers,
from
bro.
Department of Justice, from the FBI, from the agency, from the NSA, everybody, it's like, just let them do their job.
Yes.
And when they do their job, don't give these motherfuckers leniency, because that's never talked about. It's never talked about how, hey, the FBI had this motherfucker in their sights 2 times. But why didn't they execute?
Oh, well, we don't want the reprimand because he was a Muslim American.
His father was trying to run for president of Afghanistan. Like,
fuck
dude,
that.
Take the gloves off of our fucking officials, dude, and let them fucking work.
We dealt with this when we were in Mosul. We were capturing all these motherfuckers. They go to fucking jail, and then 2 years later,
they're back on the streets.
And then it's like, hey, guys, we got to go after the same dude. Like,
we didn't
we're
have
going
enough.
The same
we
fucking
didn't
dude?
Have enough this, at that time.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Yeah.
I would tell, man, a good thing to do, Ross, if you ever watch BBC, they have a lot of cool documentaries. If you look across the board of the GWAT and America's foreign policy has actually increased, you know, radical Islam. It really has. Like, back in the day, detention.
That's the way I feel, too. Well, and I know it's really controversial to say that, but I feel the same, too.
Within reason. But if you look at the old detention centers, a lot of the radicals and whatever you want to talk about, the Sunnis or Shias in the war going on there, they actually – it was a rite of passage to go to an American jail. Because they would use that as a networking base, spend their 1 to 2 years, they know that they could play the game, and then they could come out as a leader and network and create almost a small militia and a subgroup of the overall goal to fucking wage war on the Western culture. And
you know what?
But it's never going to stop. It really isn't.
No, it's not.
Well, and you know why? Because No motherfucker that was in a position of power that made these decisions were held accountable for fucking this whole thing up.
Whoa!
Like, and that's what fucking frustrates me is, hey, that's ISIS was formed. Why aren't we blaming fucking Petraeus for that? Hey, I thought you had this thing on fucking on rails. I thought you had these great ideas. Oh, no, you just fucked everything up. So why aren't we saying, hey, maybe our fucking guys that were in charge didn't have the fucking answer. And right. now we are dealing with the threat on our streets now because you guys didn't deal with this when you were fucking in power.
Yes. Goddamn.
And you know, no matter what you are, you know, I consider America as the greatest nation in the world. And
here we are.
But with that, there are some foreign policy things that we made horrible decisions. Like when we took over the when we killed fucking Saddam, we literally unestablished the Sunni government, and then that we set Iraq into a civil war that we knew that was going to happen. That happened, and that essentially opened up the whole way of what is bred ISIS, you know, with Syria revolution and all that.
We
stuff.
Opened
so,
those gates.
We did. Right. And, you know, going forward, it's like, let's start addressing the issue domestically first, because like we can't fix other cultures. I don't want to be like saying isolationism is the right to everything, but like, let's figure out things within our borders first, and then we'll focus on international issues that also are impacting.
And that brings it full circle. It really does, because it's you got guns, you don't have guns. Maybe you got 100 pounds of fertilizer. You blow up Oklahoma City.
Hey, China said back in the day, you can never evade America because all those motherfuckers got guns.
Right.
Boom.
That is why Japan but no matter
did not
what,
occupy.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter what, the other problem we have is the immigration. I mean, there's terrorists coming from.
That's one thing I think liberal. I think the left side never essentially acknowledges is like you have never experienced an occupation. Europe has, a lot of other countries have, but you have never, and yet you will spout off all these opinions of gun. Yeah, well, there's a reason why Japan didn't set foot on this soil, and it was because every motherfucker in America has
got
to
go. Dude, I've got into it. It's like the narrative of like a college professor, like, because it's, you know, education is generally a liberal institution, and that's fine. But essentially, it's like when you talk to a professor, they're like, well, there should be other diplomatic ways. And I'm like, make it diplomatic when your fucking kid gets his head blown off, when you're trying to spout information.
Take the passion out then.
Yeah, take the passion out there. It doesn't work. You cannot fucking meet an end goal with terrorism and criminals. You really can't.
You know what's really
funny? And people like us that have been deployed, we've seen that. We've seen people that are just like, there's no justification. There's no they're convinced and they're uneducated and complete fucking dumbasses that killing someone benefits their agenda. Whether that's drugs.
Exactly. And that's what bothers me about, like, we need to take the guns. We need to take the guns.
Fuck that.
Humans have figured out ways to kill each other since the dawn of time.
No shit.
It's not the guns.
It's not the guns.
It's not the guns.
And Matt, you know the other problem I have with, why is it our job, America's job, to police the fucking world?
Oh, God.
In the Middle East, they've been killing each other over religion for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah,
we are not going to stop that.
That's our fucking thing. Like,
we're not going to stop that. Why send our troops over there to try to stop that?
We're just making more enemies.
I could give two bakers fucks if they blow themselves up for the end of time. I love it here. I'm an American, and this is where I live and I'm from. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Well, you know
why,
what, Ross?
Why send anyone over there to do anything in that fucking area?
All of the hope or all of the fucking false mission set of we are going over there to essentially free the oppressed or help the people that are being oppressed.
You can't.
Went out the door when Charles Martlin was being charged with beating the fuck out of a child rapist that was the chief of police in his province. Like, that right there significantly changed the attitude of thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of military service members. Because at that point, when the army came down and said, hey, we're kicking you out for beating the fuck out of a guy that raped fucking children, that told us essentially, we're not there to make changes. We're not there to change their way of life. We're not there to help people.
And culture change is the only way that things are going to get better.
No. Apparently what we're there for is just whoever's fucking money line and political agenda it is. Because you have a guy that beat the fuck out of a guy that rapes children, and we're going to court-martial him back here.
But validate that on like a personal level. I believe that almost every single soldier, airman, marine that went over there had the utmost integrity of like what we're gonna do. Like, I know when I went over there, I was like,
I need to believe that.
No, it's true though. Come on, we served over there. I know, but it's about the senior leadership that's pulling the triggers. And it's like those as a general civilian and a voter is what you should be voting for to make those very, very, very important decisions for, you know, the future of America. I feel like Ross is going to throw Let's Make America Great Again right now.
I would. I mean, look, everything he's campaigning on is exactly what we're fucking talking about. So it's tough not to. I'm not going to go in that route and make it political because it shouldn't be. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the simple solution. Well, it's not simple about the AR-15s.
You've got to fix the mental health problem.
I don't know what the right answer is. Somebody like, you know, Sean Astin took some heat for it, but he was just asking a question, and he posed it in a polite way to everybody.
Well, but Ross, it's a cultural issue, dude. So it's like you look at
it really is.
You look at
it really
like,
is.
Like, okay, and also it's a social media thing too. If you look at active shooters, which they specify, was it like 5 or more, I believe, something like that, wounded in a certain instance. Those have drastically increased over the last 30 years, but also deaths by firearm have drastically decreased. So if you actually look at the data, it's like we're perpetuating the issue because you're romanticizing these people that kill people, right? So you have people with mental health issues. They go, how can I once in my life, no one's ever noticed me, I, you know, blah, 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 blah. How do I make myself popular?
I wish we didn't say their name. I wish his name was
stricken from the record.
Stricken.
Dude, let me – I got a huge fucking crush. What's her name? Tommy Lauren, the conservative Fox girl.
Oh, my God. What is
she says the same thing. She says, I ain't saying the stupid motherfucker's name because he doesn't deserve the publicity.
What's his name?
Nope. I'm just like, oh,
that's
my God.
That's all he
I
wants.
Love
that's
you.
All that person yeah. wants. That's yeah. all that
and
person wants.
And that's the thing, Ross.
What's her name?
There people is. People that
yeah,
that,
Tommy Lauren.
That don't care about God, their great. Life
she's
enough
amazing.
I love her.
To let to essentially give
hit
it
her page up,
up
so I'm going to date.
But they want to take people out with them. They're just fucking dicks, man. That's just a fucking asshole.
He was a bastard.
Did
like,
you ever email Tommy
It doesn't
Lauren?
Matter what the no. culture, what we the race, what the religion. He was a bastard. He ruined people's
willing,
family.
If you're willing to fucking take people out because you're unhappy and you don't care if you live or die Gross. Between this, you're a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what never... You never hear that out of anybody's mouth in this in these interviews in the press and everything like that, especially like these cases where, you know, a guy is committing armed robbery and he's killed by a concealed carry holder and the family is just I can't believe this happened. It's like, no, your son was a fucking douchebag.
Yeah. Where was
like
the, where's the parenting?
You obviously you know? Didn't raise yeah. him right because he's a fucking douchebag.
That's the thing. It's like all this money we spend in fucking in foreign governments. Like, let's put that in inner cities and develop education, a change in culture.
We're cutting
not a violent culture, but like an educated culture.
We're
like,
cutting costs from sports, yeah. from music, from art, and then we're complaining that all these kids are fucking just forming street gangs and doing
yep.
petty crimes and everything
They're
like that.
They're creative
well,
people.
Hey,
they need an outlet.
Throw the fucking money back into the school yeah. systems and give these kids something to do.
Yeah, you're preaching the choir on that, dude. Rocco's just. Are you texting over there? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm checking out this post. I'm trying to get.
It's one
Instagram
of the. It's one of the least funny drinking bros. But I'm
I know
glad
we,
I was
we,
here
we
for
got
here,
here's when they go political, man. There's these guys are so much smarter than me when it comes to this, man.
Yeah,
and so
but
him,
here's,
I
here's the
go.
Thing. And to the our guest over there. they're not all. We're not always funny. Sometimes it's real life because that's what's
really
going
hard,
on around us, and it doesn't really matter. So. Somebody had asked me, you know, last week what I thought would be the solution of AR-15s, you know, and getting rid of them or,
I hate that
or whatever.
AR-15, by the way.
I know. And it's always that, by the way, too.
I know.
And they were, and I was, you know, they were like, well, we need gun bans. We need this. We need that or whatever. And they were like, well, what would you propose, you know, if you had to do it? And I was like, how about anybody who is in the military or an ex-military, they get to have them and then everybody else doesn't. Maybe you have to take a shooting contest.
You know,
to get that,
I don't,
make it
I don't
really
agree with
fucking
that
hard.
No, it's the right to bear arms. Everybody
you know,
has the right.
About
Everybody
it.
Has it. Everybody gets
yeah.
it. I own no guns.
Right.
AKs
I own no.
are not under fire.
I know.
And it's like you could do.
Yeah.
So
why?
Much
why?
More
why,
with
why aren't AKs
and
under
AKs
fire?
And AKs are
Jared?
Accurate at 100 meters.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw this out there, and this is not a way, but like everybody knows, you're in the fire industry. AK drum mags are so much more proficient than AR drum mags.
Oh my God.
AR drum mags never works.
Dude,
it's
an
just
AK
like,
is just more proficient.
Hang on, let me write that down.
It's a larger fucking caliber round. I mean, that's it's defeating armor. It's defeating most armor that police use. Like, Dude, but everybody's on the AR
and the AK mods.
Is it harder to get one? Is that what it is?
No.
And they're cheaper, bro. They're cheaper.
They're way cheaper.
They're under $400.
Here's the fucked up part. The AK mods turn them into fucking pretty much an AR platform.
Yeah. Hey, that's a dumb thing. It's like if I was a felon, I could have a short-barreled rifle, an SBR, which is a class 3 item, a suppressor. I could do all that myself without any registration if I wanted to be a felon. So it's like,
which is sad. Everybody, you have a right to arms. You deserve your arms. But come on. Well, dude, I can check my bank account right now. You're telling me I can't do a background check? Come on.
But that's the thing. Like, let's actually make an educated fucking gun control style of things. But not where we're inhibiting fucking responsible fucking gun owners. Especially, I believe everybody in America should have the education of a firearm and fucking own one.
Yeah,
there was a Texas county that made 100%. It was mandatory that you had a firearm.
There was a Georgia.
There was. It was like the decreasing crime.
Everybody had a gun. Everybody in the houses had a gun.
Dude, I was doing ride-alongs with the fire department that they were allowed to carry guns because it was so dope. It was so violent.
Oh my god, what fire department was that?
That was Salt River Pima. Salt River Pima on the Indian Reservation, dude. They were getting shot at on fires they were fighting, dude. Gosh. And so they were allowed to carry guns.
They had
bulletproof vests on the mother. I'm like, god damn.
I wouldn't want to fight fire. Like, I'm riding, we'll let it burn, bro.
I'm riding along with you
let
guys.
It burn,
let's
bro.
Can you imagine going to the fire academy? You're like, okay, so here's your hose. Here's a bulletproof vest, a gun. You're like, I didn't sign up for this.
No. I don't want to fight fires while under fire.
Yeah. Dope, dude.
Man.
I mean, I've seen some crazy things. I mean, people have pulled guns before, but
yeah, I've seen this Indian reservation, bro. This Indian reservation had the Bloods and the Crips, and they're Indians, bro. It's just the fact that on the
bloody Indian and a
dude on the Indian reservation, they had nothing else better to do, man, but to fucking start gangs and fucking and have a rivalry, and they were just dude, it's one side of the reservation to the other side of the reservation, and they're just fighting it out, dude. It's like there was this whole thing that started. It was just like a Romeo and Juliet fucking scene where one of the girls from this side was dating one of the guys from this side, and it turned into this fucking huge feud. So now these firefighters, they're lighting people on fire. They're lighting houses on fire. The firefighters are going there. They didn't want them to fight the fire, so they're getting shot at, dude. It's like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah, dude.
Jesus. This is Ross's next movie.
Yeah, it was
fucking insane.
Yeah, it was wild, bro. Wild as fuck.
Nobody's ever mad at me.
It's called Feather of Fire.
Dude. Nobody's ever mad at me. Like, I'm like, hey, I don't give a shit. I'm here to help. You don't want me here? Cool, I'll back out.
Was a 31-year firefighter, and the only time he ever had that was during the riots. He had to wear a bulletproof vest. And besides that, and when he was working in Pacoima, there was a couple calls in certain locations where the cops had to go with them just to make sure that they were going to be safe. So they block off the alleyways so they'd be safe. In 31 years, it's only happened a few times ever. LA, as an LA city firefighter, dude, which is at the time when he was running was like a big time fucking gangs, violence, and everything. Yeah. So, dude, in this little town, dude,
that's crazy.
Salt River Pima, dude, they didn't get down, bro.
I mean, like I said, I've seen some crazy, crazy people, but you introduce yourself like, I'm here to help. You want me here or not? And they're like, I'm going to shoot you. You're like, cool, I guess I'll go.
Guess I'm bouncing.
Life lessons and drinking bros. Don't be such an asshole. Own a gun responsibly.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe just don't be a bastard. That'd be really great.
Super
That'd be
easy.
Awesome.
Super
Do whatever
easy.
You want
like
to.
If your life sucks, like, buy a prostitute. We should start a,
prostitute.
Oh my God.
We should start a nonprofit for people that are down in the dumps that hate their lives, and we'll get you a prosty.
Let us
whatever
get
it takes.
Let us get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
Dude, trust me.
Let's get you back up.
Dude, I always say that, man, and this is a joke a little bit, but it's like how to end radical Islam on an individual basis, right?
Just flood him with prostitutes.
No, dude, it's just like he's like, death to America. I'm like, cool, dude. Give me 1 week, and then you can say that. I take
We're
him to
comp
Vegas.
You in Vegas.
Take
him to Vegas. Comp you in Vegas.
Comp him in Vegas. I put him up in the presidential suite. We gamble our asses off. He gets his dick sucked by like 3 chicks, and he's just like, yeah, okay, Western world's pretty fucking rad, man.
I'm not going to argue.
We need to get a hold of some fucking owner of a big casino that's just going to do that. Like, let me comp all these fucking weirdos.
I had a good time, but I did not orgasm.
What Ahmed would do at the end of the weekend, be like, one favor, please. Can I be a drinking bro? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, you can, Bill.
I need a shot of whiskey and a cigar.
And I've a blowjob. I've got good
do
eye.
Do they roll
I've got
their R's?
Eye for suicide bomber. Perfect. Hey, you're on the team.
You're on the team. You wiped up.
Whatever
bro.
You do, don't have them take him out with Jared. You're only turning straights into lesbians these days. Is what
oh,
I heard, Jared.
God.
Can we get into this? Can we get into that?
I'm not saying names.
Dude, so. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this.
You don't have to say a name.
I heard about this.
Can we discuss?
I've done it once.
Let's
discuss. It's a word on the street, Jared.
Well, what's funny is my wife has consistently given me shit about this one. Like, and she always framed it as, I'm impressed that you talked a lesbian into dating you.
Oh my god, that's so really? Funny, dude. Yeah. No, she didn't turn.
I'm actually surprised that you haven't turned more women lesbian than you used to date.
They're like, that's it. Never mind.
How did it feel though when you do that?
No, I found out a couple days ago, you know, that she has switched to the other side.
Where were you?
From the other side.
I was in Poulsbo, you know. And
are you hurt by this?
What?
Are you hurt
you
by
sound
this?
Hurt by this. Yeah, yeah. Matt,
no,
he seems hurt
I would
by
be
this.
Pumped.
No,
I would
I'm
be
not
pumped.
Hurt by the I'm hurt that that Caitlin's right, you know.
your wife has insane intuition.
She's got not the sixth sense. She's got like a 30th sense. Yeah, dude. She
it's
reads
like,
everything.
Oh damn it! Like she's a medium almost.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
I think that's what hurts the most is I have to admit to her that you've been right this whole time.
No one likes to admit they're wrong.
Cass is the girl's like, oh, Matt's new girlfriend's okay, but she'll blackmail him in a year and a half. Fuck!
Fuck! So funny, dude.
You were right.
Like, to the month, too. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm counting them. Like, oh, god damn it, she was right.
Oh, my god, so funny. Dude.
So that's what hurts the most is you know, I had to admit to her that she was right the whole time.
I dated a girl that then went lesbian too, and it kind of made me question myself. Like, what did I do wrong?
Well,
did you ask her, Rocco?
I never asked her. But here's the thing: she ended up going all full on gay, and then she was about to get married, found out the girl cheated on her, and then now she's back to dudes. So it's,
oh wow!
So I feel good again.
Oh, that's good.
I'm back. Yeah.
No, I would feel bad because that dude's getting chicks and her. Like,
I missed it. I missed the fun.
You missed it.
I still, like, this girl's still real cool. Like, I grew up with her forever. Like, I'm good friends with her dad. I'm good friends with her mom. Like, our whole family's all still friends. So it's like, it's still cool. But it's just like, fuck.
You know what I want to do right now? Name the girl in elementary that you had a crush on.
Oh, shit.
If we all know the first
Stevie
and last
Green name. Stevie Greenwell.
That sounds like a dude.
Stevie Greenwell?
It does sound like a dude. It does.
Natalie Ritchie.
Mine was Janine Berglund.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, elementary.
Mrs. Smith.
Dr. Larry Randall.
You 72-year-old fox.
My uncle.
Hey, Ross, what was yours?
Mine was a girl named Liz Whitford. Still friends with her to this day, by the way.
Oh, wow.
It's so weird that still we all can pull that up that quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I knew that because we
it was called
this female best friend, but never even considered her Stephanie Gerardo as like a girlfriend type. It was always Stevie Greenwell, my girl.
Who's she called it a gray vodka. It was just Metamucil and vodka.
Yeah, I was.
And Mrs. Smith.
When you have a weird dude walking up to the podcast.
Yeah, we have someone walking.
It's perfectly.
Is he hot? Oh, is he
cool?
Hot?
Is he cool?
Is he sculpted? Cool.
What's that? Oh, sure.
Which house?
We're being too loud.
Yeah, we can shut it.
I'm gonna whisper now.
Oh, dude. You don't.
Is this the first ever interruption of a podcast?
Was,
you're in a garage.
Wow.
With the door
here's
open.
Here's the funny thing. This dude walked in the garage like he owned the motherfucker, bro.
Tough guy.
He's close.
Are
to getting
you
his ass
fucking
kicked.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
That's how you get fucked, bro.
He was straight up 6 to midnight though.
Yeah.
Like he was pumped. He was ready to like do something.
What's his story? Was he military?
He looked me in the
stitch?
Eye and I thought I was gonna get raped.
I thought it was Jared's friend, so I just kind of sat back.
He's walking away so mad right now because he can hear us. That's okay.
I think he's an Apache pilot.
Oh, that's cool.
Fuck him.
I think he's one of Scott's friends. So Scott, you fuckface and your
friends.
Hey,
fucking Scott, you better tell your fucking fag boys to get off on nuts.
It's like 9:30. We're okay,
dude. I wish I knew that
it's
wasn't your friend, Jerry, because I would have said, "Hey,
you guys
get the
are
fuck
being
out of the garage,
you guys
bitch.
Are being loud."
That would have made me jump.
It's 10 o'clock.
Not that I'm racist, but
you know
I
that reminds me of
like,
his,
and I've been like,
his,
"Oh my god,
his wife's mad."
Like, It's not like we're bumping like bass music.
Yeah, no, but yeah. Can we though?
He must have just had a baby.
You gotta hear like a little bit of Latin, but even a baby. There's babies in that house right there.
Yeah, like, Jared has a fucking 1-year-old that's fucking 50 meters away and is sleeping like a goddamn princess.
She's adorable. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. She's sleeping like an angel.
She knows how.
So the drinking bro of the week after that.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, let's get to the drinking bro of the week. It was. The drinking bro of the week is not the guy who came into Jared's garage.
You're a dick, bro. Whoever you are, you're a dick.
We hope you listen to this.
Yeah, I hope
you heard us, you dick.
He's just trying to bang his wife. He ain't that bad.
What does foreskin taste like, you asshole?
I honestly think they're single over there, though.
Either way.
Like, I don't think there is wives.
You just don't walk into the garage like that ever again.
Yeah. That's you don't bow up and walk into another man's garage ever.
That's how you get a swollen hand like I have right now.
Yeah, there's a bandsaw.
Hey, bro, go call the cops. Because all of them that will show up are our buddies.
That's what pisses me. I'm sitting like, I can't believe these guys walked in the fucking garage. I didn't say shit. Should have fucked him up.
Register a noise complaint because Marshall will show up.
Yeah. Oh, the cops? Yeah. Wow. Those are our boys.
My boyfriend would have kicked his
garage
ass.
And stunned you guys, dude.
He stunned us, bro.
He did charge
you. He treats you like you were the sun.
He's had to have seen, though, because he's been there for a while. He's had to see like the 7 patrol cars parked up.
I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I feel like I got
to. Hey, that's a motherfucker you walk. Waterboard, then tape his eyes open so he could have lucid nightmares. Jesus.
I'm so pissed.
Lucid nightmares. Yeah. Sorry, I get dark. I don't give a fuck. The drinking bro of the week is something happy, though. Whenever the sun sets, we've got happiness. It was submitted by Jeff Shasha Night Owl. By the way, if you name yourself something like this on Facebook, and you want to be taken seriously in life, you should probably go by your real name instead of Shasha Night Owl. If your real name is Shasha Night Owl, I apologize. So he says to us, he does a lot of work with veterans in distress. Recently, he interacted with a drinking bro that changed his life. A veteran had fallen off the wagon and was stuck at a local airport needing a ride to the emergency room at the local VA for admission. Jeff put a post up. Literally within minutes, a Galveston police officer and fellow drinking bro Chris Doucette was on his way for an hour and a half drive to pick him up, calm him down, and stay with him as he got admitted. This community is unbelievable. It continues to impress. And stories like this are the reason why we have a fucking show twice a week. So thank you, Jeff, for submitting this story.
That's awesome.
To Chris Doucette. We appreciate it. And to the Galveston police. Thank you so much. Blue Lives Matter. Cheers, everyone.
Fuck yeah. Cheers, guys.
Woo.
Cheers.
And on that note, for Jared T-Bone Taylor.
The neighborhood just walked in. You know, that guy too.
Scott's friend. We're going to call you Scott's friend.
Jerk off.
The guy who bowed up in the garage, Mr. Matt Best, Mr. Rocco, a.k.a. Vincent Vargas, and the guy who may or may not have played Boner on the sitcom Growing Pains, who was in the background tonight. Cheers. We love you. Have a great night, everyone.
All the way up.
Seriously, buy a gun.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.